You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I'm here with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how are you, Chris?
Good, man. Appreciate you being here to
Happy to
help me host. And we're also joined with guest host, LT Archbell. How are you doing, LT?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Yeah, I appreciate you you joining us for this particular episode. And we're going to have a conversation with Miss Elizabeth Limestall. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
I am doing great. Thank
Florida,
you so much.
Absolutely. Florida Luxury Realty, you and I had a conversation on the Winning Edge podcast a little bit ago, February of 2018.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been that long.
We're talking, what, 2.5 years it's
That's
been since
time.
You've done this. Now, you're the voice of the podcast.
I am.
Because our bumper's in and
How
out.
How many people know that?
That's right. Intro and outro is Miss Elizabeth Limestall's voice. So appreciate you doing that certainly as well.
She does have a good recording voice.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Wow. Did you know it was me?
I did.
Okay. I did know.
I did not, and I am mind blown.
Oh, it is her.
She's starstruck now.
It's me. Will you sign this?
Yeah. Oh, man, off the rails. All right, here we go. So anyhow, what I figured we'd do since we have recorded in the past, but it's been a bit, let's kind of update kind of what you've done, you know, in the past. But before we do that, I do want to give you an opportunity to maybe introduce yourself to some of our newer members. So who in the world is Elizabeth Limestall?
Who in the world? Yeah. Elizabeth Limestall. She was born and raised in Ohio, so I am a born and bred Buckeye, which Andrew can appreciate, I'm
there
sure.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
The Ohio State.
The Ohio State.
None other.
Yes. Moved down here probably 4.5 years ago just to be closer to family. My parents moved down here 15 years ago. Had some changes in my life that ended up in me just deciding to change, which was a big, big, huge step for me. I despise change. I will dig my high heels in at every stretch. I hate it. But it was one of the best moves that I made.
And let me just highlight some of those changes if we could, because we did have a brief conversation about this, but you were kind of in politics, right? In kind of local politics.
I was.
For
I
many
was
years.
Many years, 16 yeah. years. I dealt with politicians on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah.
So I got to deal with all the constituents in the city and those politicians that, you know, plan every single step of their life. Every decision they make is based on what's going to happen 4 years from now, and they remember everything.
Hey, good news, Elizabeth. our culture and society is much less political today than it was back
then.
Yes, huh?
Thank goodness. I roll.
We're in 2020, if anybody may be listening to this down the road.
What's odd, can you imagine if we hear this in 4 years from now, what we'll be thinking?
Yeah. Like,
oh, we goodness. Thought it was bad. Yeah, so anyhow, so you did that for many, many years. You decided to move back down here again. Your family, your mom and dad were here. So you decided to make some changes, and that's when you got into real estate?
I did. Total life change again.
Yeah,
I was looking for something more flexible. Gave me more autonomy. I was tired of answering to other people with my time and, you know, every bit of my life. It presented itself, and things just kind of happened the way that they should have happened, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, absolutely, good. And, of course, you're with Florida Luxury Realty.
Correct.
Yeah, and you've been with them now for?
Going on 4.5 years.
And Andrew Gasly, how'd you meet Andrew?
Strangely and ironically enough, through BNI.
Through BNI, yeah.
Through BNI. We were both taking a training program that was offered through BNI. He was in another chapter down south. He had gone through the first 5 or 6 modules and then had some health issues with his parents that precipitated in him needing to pause his training. I then was going through the same training a few months down the road. He ended up coming and joining that training session for those last few sessions. I stood up and asked for a specific person that I was looking for. He texted me and he goes, I know that person, but before I introduce you to her, I want to get to know you. So we ended up having a one-to-one at Dunkin' Donuts on Spring Hill. And
dun dun dun.
And the rest is history, kind of history. Yeah.
In fact, the first time that I ever met you, we were just talking, and it just dawned on me after the fact. But Andrew came over, and when I was with the firm down in Port Richey, he introduced himself, he said, "Hey, George Pasitas, this is my girlfriend." And anyhow, that was the first time that you and I met, and of course, here we are now. You know, yep. Been in it together now for several years. So anyway, very very cool. Now, some things have certainly changed in the last 2.5 years regarding your business in particular. I think you have a new designation, in fact, right?
I do, actually, and that was in part to COVID, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Because of the pandemic, real estate took a little pause there, the March, April timeframe, but I took the opportunity to get more education. It was education that I knew I wanted because I knew it would benefit my target market, but I took the time and got my seniors real estate specialist designation. Okay.
And that is to help individuals 50 years or older.
Yeah, 50 years or over. I said so. Wow, I now fall into that category.
But you enjoy helping these folks.
I love.
Selling, buying homes.
Selling, buying their homes, vacant land that they may have, investment properties, what have you.
What is it about seniors in particular that...
I think I just relate to them. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Growing up, my parents always had... parties when we were young. There are three of us kids. But my parents always allowed us to come say hello as the guests arrive, and then we were allowed to say goodnight but the rest of the time we were up in our bedrooms and everything. But I've always just related and been able to, you know, easily speak to, you know, seniors or, you know, people older than me, let's put it that way. and I just it's where my heart is. I'm finding that it's where my heart is by helping them.
So you're passionate about it, and they mm-hmm. trust you.
Yes, absolutely. And we become friends, and I have, you know, a small army of, you know, my little retirees and my widows that I just adore and talk to all the time and keep in contact with.
I did want to go back. One of the things I skipped over. What do you do in your free time? I know one is your dog, right?
Yes, my dog. My dog. Anybody who knows me knows it. I love my dog, Austin, my Chinese Shar Pei. I do not have kids of my own, so he is my child. He is my life. Goes everywhere with me. when I left today, Andrew goes, "Are you bringing Austin?" No.
We in February of 2018, one of the things we discussed was you and Andrew had a list that you were trying to accomplish. Where are you at on the list? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, our thing is we love beach bars and sunsets.
Okay.
So I found an article of like the top 30 beach bars or whatever. We made it probably a third of the way through the list.
All right.
But yeah, it's what we enjoy doing.
Yeah, and why only a third? You're still moving through that?
We need to get back to it. Okay. We did. You know, we ended up moving in together. So that kind of put things on pause where we used to go and, you know, just at the drop of the hat.
I got you.
Type thing. Yeah. So now, you know, home and responsibilities and things like that. But yeah, we definitely need to get back to it because it makes us happy, keeps us calm.
One of the core values of BNI is lifelong learner. Obviously, you buy into that quite a bit. Certainly made this big life change. Again, you got your senior real estate specialist designation, right?
Correct.
And you've also been through, and we'll talk a little bit more about this here in a little bit, but the Ignite Your Business, you've been through that multiple times as well. Certainly through BNI, you met Andrew. So BNI's been a big part of your life the last, three years?
It's been a huge, huge help for me. You know, when I started in this business, I mean, coming from a political background or a background in government work. Yeah. I didn't need to network. I didn't need to do any of this stuff. You know, I didn't know how to sell myself. I didn't know how to build those relationships because all my job was to do what was asked of me.
Yeah.
You know, so putting myself out there, sharing who I am, what drives me, and getting other people to relate to that, it's totally different. So mm-hmm. BNI and all of the training that BNI offers has been a huge, huge help for that.
One of the things we get to do, and if anybody outside of our BNI chapter is ever listening to this, one of the things we get to do each and every week is we have a feature presentation, and that's where we get, you know, an extended time, 8-10 minutes, to tell a little bit more, you know, to our referral partners about our business. I believe it was maybe two feature presentations ago, you actually talked about the house that BNI built. You want to talk about that?
I love that story. Yeah. I absolutely love that. I had the opportunity to sell a house for actually one of my mother's neighbors, listed that home, and by the grace of God, ended up having both sides of that sale. So I found the buyer, you know, and had the seller. The house was a beautiful home in a community on a, you know, golf course view, had a pool and everything. So it was a perfect home, but of course it was outdated. Mm-hmm. Because of my connections with BNI, I was able to connect both the seller as she was going through the sale of the house, mm-hmm. With the resources that we have in BNI. The house needed a new roof, so I was able to get a roofer in there. It had an issue, I think, with the air conditioning, so we had, you know, Art and Betco Air come in. Once the buyer purchased the property, oh my gosh, it just absolutely snowballed from there. Brand new kitchen, brand new flooring, needed the general contractor, a painter. We had some old furniture that was left in the home. We needed Joe Cook to haul trash out. Jamie provided the homeowner's insurance. It just snowballed and snowballed. It hit so many people. And I think when I totaled it up at the end, it had resulted in over $100,000 in Thank You for Closed Business for Winning Edge chapter members.
Again, just that's a testament to the BNI model, right?
It is.
The idea behind BNI is that you have individuals, you know, a single individual in every single seat, mm-hmm. and you put power teams together as well, right, within the chapter. But ideally, what's happening is when you have a project like this, you already have a network,
yes,
of professionals who we can trust, who we know are going to do a good job, and obviously that's a testament to that process there, for sure. Let's see.
Let me yeah, chime ahead, in on that ahead, really quick. As a new member,
yeah,
newer member,
yeah,
you know, I've heard that story now, I think twice, I think. I remember the first time I heard that was how impressive that was, mm-hmm. to see the collaboration, you know, genuine collaboration, but not just, I mean, we all want to collaborate. I think everybody has a, mm-hmm. you know, a desire to work together, so to speak, but then to actually see it produce results,
yeah,
which was a big deal for me because so many of us are so busy. We don't have the time to, you know, okay, great, I want to collaborate, but I want to also, mm-hmm. you know, produce. And
right.
So it's a beautiful picture to see both of those going hand in hand and nobody, you know, everybody working together, but mm-hmm. at the same time producing results. So it's awesome.
And you know, obviously being the residential realtor, right, in the group, you know, you're able to make all those referrals and connections with everyone. You know, LT, you know, with and certainly if you haven't, go ahead and listen to LT's episode as well. But, you know, with you, we talked a little bit about the wedding mafia, and, you know, we got yourself, you have Jody that can work together, potentially Grace Cartley, you know, doing some pampering with massages. Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, Mason with the med spa. I mean, yeah, you know, again, the idea with BNI is to put these power teams together.
Oh, yeah. I have Danielle Rush with yoga, who's going to get you prepared and keep you calm.
Yeah.
There's so many people. And going off of what Andrew said, it's people that you know, like, and trust. It's not just random referrals. It's people that you are confident that are going to show up and do the job that you expect. And I think that's so important.
And you know, Elizabeth, you've been out now in the group, I think it was early 2017 that you got in. So we're talking 3.5, you know, going on 4 years come 2021,
right,
that you've been in the group. Obviously, the system works.
System works.
You know, I've bought in hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. I know you have.
Well, I didn't the first time I went. I will admit, my first meeting, it was like, yeah, I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard it referred to as a like a cult.
Cult, yes.
The cult of Ivan Meisner. Yeah. A lot of different things. But, you know, again, I had some questions myself when I first.
I think, to be honest, though, if you don't have questions, then that's probably an issue.
Right.
If you dive in too soon with anything, I mean, that's kind of. But that's the difference, is that, you know, and I've said this as many times as I could.
Yeah.
I remember Chris at my house, he was like, because he talked to me a couple times.
Yeah.
He didn't harass me by any means. Yeah. He'd be like, I think it'd be good. But then you pulled out the your phone and you actually showed the, like, well, look.
Yeah.
And that, to me, and that goes back to the story you're talking about with the house, Elizabeth. I mean, you know, hey, we have the collaboration. We all want to be friends. That's great. But at the end of the day, we still help each other from a business perspective. So
the thing that I love about BNI is, you know, Chris, LT, and I, we're businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You're a nonprofit. So for you to be able to come into BNI Winning Edge and to prosper, a nonprofit based on the relationships that you found within our chapter, just amazes me.
I was telling Chris before this episode, 5% of our sales this week from our thrift stores that fuel our nonprofit came directly because of BNI.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I did want to ask you, got a couple more things, we'll wrap up with rapid fire, but COVID, how have you been impacted by that?
COVID threw a loop in real estate, mm-hmm. obviously. It's had to shift the way that we do things. I know 15 years ago when my parents bought their house, of course they moved down from Ohio as well, they bought their house sight unseen at that time. Totally out of the question 15 years ago. Now, I think because of the way technology has advanced, it's not so uncommon anymore. It's made it a lot more streamlined in order to purchase a house mm-hmm. online, whether you're, you know, doing a Facebook video or just, you know, a Facebook Live or videos or, you know, a Matterport through a home plan. So real estate has been able to make that shift mm-hmm. because of the technology changes. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun to watch. I mean, it's different. I have a lot less miles on my car this year than I did last year, but it's still working. I mean, real estate is still moving. People are still buying and selling.
Is it a buyer's market, seller's market?
It's a seller's market right
now. Seller's market right now. Yeah. Yep. So if you have a house,
yes,
call Elizabeth.
Call me.
She'll get that thing sold for you.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things you mentioned is certainly due to COVID, I think in large part, there are a lot of younger adults who have moved back in with parents. Is that right?
That's correct.
But you gave us a percentage, 30 something percent.
Oh, over a million.
Over a million. Okay. Mm-hmm. Over a million individuals. Mm-hmm. So if we have individuals and the parents, man, love having the kids there, you know, but also ready for the kid to get back out on their own.
Yes.
That certainly would be a good referral for you, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Who else are you looking for?
Always the my target market, the people I love, my senior citizens, mm-hmm. looking to relocate down here, whether it's a permanent relocation or just as a snowbird, as an investment property.
Okay. So. And again, buyer or seller?
Buyer or seller, yes.
You'll help facilitate that process.
I will. Yep.
And what's the best way for someone to get a hold of you? Phone or email? Or?
Phone, text, email. Phone is 440-477-8966.
Okay.
Email is elimestall@gmail.com.
All right. And website?
www.floridaluxury.com/elimestall.
All right. Very good. That's LIMESTAHL. Right?
Very good.
All right. Excellent. Well, I tell you what, Elizabeth, let's go ahead and close down the episode with a little bit of rapid fire. Andrew, take it away.
All right. So first question we have for you is favorite training that you've ever been a part of in your experiences as a realtor or in any other field?
I'm going to have to go with the Ignite Your Business course. It is when I took it the first time, it was a 10-week module offered through Ascentiv. It really, really breaks down your business into finding what your target market is, you know, developing your own brand, learning how to work with your referral partners. It's a college course on networking. And it is extremely valuable.
And now that's something you mentioned, this the 10-week course. I think there's also a 3-day type of a module,
right,
as well.
Right, right. Like I said, when I took it, it was 10 days. I've also done a 3-day module. And that was another thing. I was actually going through it for the third time when COVID hit. Mm-hmm. We had one or two classes in person. And then the instructor effortlessly, God bless her, switched to an online platform, and we were able to finish out the 10 weeks that way.
That was Tiffany Kellogg, right?
Tiffany Kellogg, yep.
Yeah, very good.
Incredible. So you would recommend that for everybody?
Yes, I would.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I've taken it 3 times. What does that say?
That's a pretty good answer
and
right
learn
there.
Learn new things each time.
Yes, yes. What do they say, that you only pick up like 7% of what you hear the first time through? So yeah, absolutely.
Phenomenal. With that then, what is the most important networking trait you feel like you've learned maybe through the training, experience, or both?
I'm going to say the ability to collaborate with other people. You know, as a real estate agent, we can buy and sell any piece of property, you know, within the state of Florida. That doesn't mean that that's actually the right thing for me or the right thing for my client. So I think the ability to look at another agent and find out how we can work together. You know, if I get brought a situation that I'm just not comfortable with, it's just not my expertise, I don't have a problem with referring that out to somebody else. So I think it's just, you know, learning how to collaborate with somebody else. That not everybody's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually help you help your business grow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. I really like that one. Okay, so with that, let's move to this one. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, here's a couple things we'd like to know. One, what networking secret that you wish you had known when you had started? What'd you say?
That networking even exists.
Oh, well, you kind of hit on that already a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
From your previous career.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I think one of the things that I, especially B&I, right? It was almost like a part of my brain that I was able to flip on that I didn't even know it was there.
Right. Right.
It is a different way of thinking, but once you start thinking in those terms, man, I became a better attorney because now I have individuals who I can, you know, refer my clients to.
Exactly. So, it does. It makes you stronger in your position because you know you've got this whole team of people behind you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to know everything.
That's right. Yeah.
You just have to know people
that
do.
Know it.
Yeah, and I'll even add to that, like, even being able to consistently get ready for a 45-second presentation.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that may sound, but good grief, all the dividends that mm-hmm. has. So, that's phenomenal. All right. What is the most profound piece of advice that you wish you had known sooner about life in general?
Kind of goes back to what I just said. You don't have to be everything, everybody.
Sounds like you're... It's a mature thing to say there.
Why, thank you. I am over 50.
It's kind of the theme today, right? So you don't have to be everything. Like, why would you tell it to your younger self?
Because I used to think that I had to please everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to explain, and I'm going
to... It's hard to do. You can't do it. It's impossible.
It's hard. So it's okay to just focus on what makes you happy, because that's where you're gonna shine.
Very good. Very good. Yep.
Absolutely. Right. Well, Elizabeth Limestall, thank you very much for joining us for this episode. Thanks for rejoining us.
Yes, thank you.
This episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!